am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 17. It may not be evening where you are, but it's always evening when you are the Dean. All hail. Okay. Lots to happen on this week's show. We have, for the non-wrestling fans, we do have an interview with Evan to close the show. We're going to have that coming up a little bit later, if we can get him online. For the wrestling fans, we have the wrestling and a pay-per-view happening this week, so that'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, though, because we've got other things to do, such as Mussolini Corner, The Smiting List, our new sponsor, hopefully we'll keep this one, and Mucho Mas. Okay. And of course the quiz, but I think we'll save the quiz for the end today, as well as the Dean Shunnery. So there you go. We're going to begin by introducing our co-host, Le Thaddeus. Say hello to the listeners, Thaddeus. Indeed, Thaddeus. And there we go. Okay. Wow. Basically, I'm going to begin by saying that today, Thaddeus found my birth certificate. I don't believe I've ever seen this, but Thaddeus found it lying around in the temple somewhere, and it reads as follows. I'm going to start off, and then I'll stop once we get to the boring bits, but it has, let's see. Certified copy. The date, 20th of April, 1922, is the date of the birth. And then we have here the date this was signed was the 22nd of April, 1992. It took them 2 days to sign a certificate. Then we have a name. Surname, Dean. Forename, The. Okay. Address of parents. The temple of the Dean's parents. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. ONS. One Night Stand, as they called it, Extreme Rules, as they call it, will call it. I don't care, I call it ONS, so there we go. Gonna get straight into this as quickly as possible, and Thaddeus is going to help me. Okay, first thing is that I was worried that Tommy Dreamer was gonna be the curtain jerker. Thankfully, he is not. He's actually quite high up the card. We begin with a US title, Fatal 4-Way, Kofi MVP, Matt Hardy, and William Regal. Now, the first thing I wrote down, and you'll get your first angered here. A Fatal 4-Way isn't exactly an extreme hardcore match stipulation, is it? That breaks the pay-per-view right there. Shoot to thrill, play to kill, got my gun and I'm ready, gonna fire at will, happens in my earballs, some Actica there. Yay, William Regal chants happen. This is good, the crowd are chanting for Regal. Okay, they're chanting Regal sucks. Still kind, they're chanting Regal. Wow, MVP backdrop, this is pretty good. MVP backdrops William Regal, who whilst Regal is butterfly superplexing Kofi. So that butterfly suplex that Regal does that I love so much, from the top rope, butterfly superplex, whilst MVP backdrops Regal in an awesome Tower of Doom. I've never seen the butterfly superplex before, ever. Then Regal T-bone suplexes Kofi into Matt Hardy. And it just occurred to me, William Regal is on a pay-per-view. Huzzah! To take the pin. Kofi, Trouble in Paradise, and pins William Regal. Oh noes. It was a great match if it had lasted more than 7 minutes. Intercontinental Championship match, Rey Mysterio and Chris Jericho. Thaddeus, I'm going to let you start off with this match whilst I get some tea. Okay, then, Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho, Intercontinental title match, as I said. Jericho complains at the merch table about Rey's masks, on his way to the ring, shouts at the fans, says, "Don't you touch me again, I will knock you out, Junior." The match is surprisingly boring, actually. This should have been good, it bored me, until Rey hits a splash to the outside. That was the first sort of spot. right with the most bizarre cradle I have ever seen. Then I just noticed that all the commentators are here, not the three-man team. Chris Jericho tries to take the mask off. Torture rack backbreaker. I think that's called a Cabradora backbreaker. I may have heard Mike Quackenbush say that. Not sure. Lion Salt misses. 619 to the back. Going for the splash. Caught for a mid-air codebreaker. Fire and she's going down. Fire and she'll make you drown. Fire and she'll blow you around. Yeah, you want some fun. You're going to fire your guns. I once again listening to AC/DC here. Not concentrating on the pay-per-view. Ray jumps off a chair like Sabu. This gets the oh no's. Gets caught in the walls of Jericho, chair shot, 619. Yeah, so going for the 619, Jericho steps back, pulls off the mask, Ray covers his face, and we have a roll-up and a new champ. Punk and Umaga in a strap match. By the way, WWE has come to terms on the release of Umaga. WWE wishes Umaga lol. Umaga has since been fired, but he was in this pay-per-view match. It was the Samoan strap match, and it went something like this. Okay, so they're strapped together with a strap, they're tied together, and then they must touch all four corners of the ring in succession. Supposedly unique, but I'm pretty sure I remember Austin Regal having this match before. Punk pulls the strap through Umaga's legs, gets the ouch, touches three corners, then Umaga touches three corners, walking ridiculously slowly. Okay, now, you're allowed to beat him up between corners, surely. I'm pretty sure Austin stunned Regal. For 90% of the match, you're not. If you touch them between corners, it doesn't cut you. It stops the four thing until the very end. Punk hits three, GTS, and then hits the fourth and wins. WTF broken! Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, listen to the money talk. Once again, still listening to AC/DC. And the ECW match. This is the point of the whole pay-per-view for me. Tommy Dreamer and Christian exchange candle references and then walk away on swagger. Then the match begins. Dreamer on pay-per-view!
ECW! 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 ECW!
I think there were some chants actually happening. Dreamer brings out a garbage can, crutches, a Singapore cane, garbage can lids, a stop sign. He doesn't use the stop sign. Pump handle suplex with the cane on by Dreamer on Christian. Then he does an holding a trash can. Cannonballs off the apron onto both men. Off the top rope. Let's see. Crutch happens to Jack Swagger, I think. Tree of Woe happens with a bin. Gonna go for the... He does the ECW. Going for the dropkick. Christian intercepts, throws him away, and does the dropkick himself. Then Dreamer is a thing happens. Dreamer chants happen from the crowd. Lots of bins just randomly in the ring. Like I say, the stop sign. There's a sign in the crowd that you can't stop Dreamer, and it was like a stop sign. Superplex, powerbomb, tree of thing happens. Tower of Doom with this. Let's see. Onto some bins. So that was pretty cool. OMG chance. Now, unfortunately, we didn't have Joey Styles doing commentary because he would have done OH MY GOD! And then Tommy Dreamer breaks a crutch on Jack Swagger. DDT. No table used. Sad face. But Dreamer wins! New champ. Tommy Dreamer wins at the pay-per-view. This is full of the win. The best thing that can ever have happened. This is awesome. Everyone's chanting
ECW! 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 ECW!
Tommy Dreamer gets his moment after 2 decades. This is awesome. Celebrates in the crowd with the fans. Yay. Best moment in history. This was so awesome. Tommy Dreamer wins. Best thing ever. Of course, I was hoping we'd have, like, the Sandman interfering and flaming tables and flaming Barbie bats and barbed wire plywood boards. We didn't get any of that, but what can you do? Now Chavo Guerrero trains Vicky Guerrero with a pig nose and oinks and has the pig ears, lol. And now the hog pen match. This was... Oh, I don't even understand. It's the hog pen and has mud and slop and mess and then in a little separate chamber, hay and some pigs. Santina does the girly voice. I don't like poo, she says. Vicky Guerrero adds Chavo to the match. He gets in. Vicky doesn't. He fights with Santina. Cole says it's a sloppy match. Then Chavo tags Vicky for some reason. And then once she... Now they're both legal. That doesn't make any sense. Vicky, see, Chavo throws a slop bucket on Vicky, Santina pours one on Chavo, Santina pins Vicky randomly after, like, no move. It's good that she's now Miss WrestleMania again, but I return. What on earth was this match? What the hell was that? That was a strange waste of time. And it was a sloppy match. Nothing happened in that match. Gonna blow up my video, shut down my radio happens when I'm listening to some more AC/DC again. WWE title in a cage. Nothing terribly exciting, in fact, really boring. Apparently, Give Me High Voltage Rock and Roll happens again with the music. Orton rejects the escape and decides to punt Batista, but misses. Batista bomb, pin. It's over? That's it? Just randomly one a finisher and it's over? That was crap! Argh! Waste of time. That was supposed to be a title match. Then that was a waste of my time. Apparently it's the first time the WWE title ever changed hands in a cage, and it was the least climatic match ever. Then I skip Cena and Big Show. Apparently Cena won with a submission, STFU in the ropes or something, I don't care. And the last match, World Heavyweight Title Ladder Match. Okay, so Jeff Hardy, he lands on a ladder, he gets thrown and he like lands in a ladder and it twists. Obviously not a very good ladder if it can twist. Ladder is closed on Jeff Hardy's legs, sharpshooter by Edge inside the ladder, then Jeff Hardy kicks the ladder from under Edge. Edge is on top of the ladder, Jeff like drop kicks the ladder and Edge goes like falls quite a distance. And then we have an upside down step ladder with, and then Edge dropped in it. Face first dropped in this, and then you have like all the bits of metal that hold it together all buckle and all breaks. Obviously not a very good ladder. Then Jeff Hardy climbs up a huge ladder. He lets it fall, and then as it's falling he like falls off it and grabs the title belt and hangs from it, and but Edge pulls him down. Now you have a whisper in the wind off of a ladder. Both men are now up a ladder. They fall through a straddled ladder. It just snaps in half when they fall through it. A referee, the whole match there have been two referees standing outside the ring watching the match, because you don't need a ref in the ring. Now the referee gets in the ring, just randomly gets in the ring, and then gets knocked down for no reason, because there's another one outside the ring and they did new spots. He just gets in the ring and gets knocked down. I don't understand why they even bothered. Both men jump off ladders into each other. It's supposed to be a twist of fate. I just looked like they just hit each other, like, jumping. Jeff pulls and traps Edge through a ladder, and then from underneath pulls him through, gets the belt and wins. And I turn off the show at this point. Then I think, what if I turn it back on just in case someone comes out or something happens or someone gets beat up? Turn it back on. CM Punk out. Cashes in Money in the Bank. GTS. Kick out. Jeff with a cradle. I thought it was wasted. Oh no's. Capital D colon. Roundhouse K GTS. CM Punk is your new champion. Good swerve. Love it. Huzzah! Yay! And that's your pay-per-view. So there we go. Now, up next, it's time for a message from our new sponsor, Thaddeus. Who is our sponsor this week? That's right, Thaddeus, that is our sponsor. Hit it!
Cette semaine, le spectacle de la danse est parrainé par le Mivre dans le train à Belfast. Il a fait sauter deux fois la Sicile.
Diese Woche, die Ideen zeigen wird von der betrunkenen Mann auf den Zug nach Belfast, blies bis Sizilien zweimal.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by the drunk man on the train to Belfast. He blew up Sicily twice.
That was our new sponsor, Drunk Man on Train, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. And why wouldn't there be? Okay, up next I'm going to talk about my new phone. I got a new phone. Basically, my old phone had the smote screen. I smote it, so I had to get a new one. So I went to the phone place and said, give me the cheapest phone you got. Go. And he said white or black, and I said black, and that was it done. He gave me the phone, and then it didn't work, so I had to bring it back the next day, and then he had to like give me a new SIM card, and then I had to come back the next day to get a SIM card. I would like to tell you that Phones for You has since been smitten for costing me my Tiempo. Thaddeus did not enjoy the Tiempo costing that happened. Like that. So yeah. The new phone is there. I can record things on it, but with horrible quality, so I can't have AC/DC in it. And that's all I buy it. I might have to buy it. Or get it sent from another phone if I can get it on there like that. I think Thaddeus might let me use his phone for such purposes. What do you mean, no, Thaddeus? Thaddeus, I will smite you. I can use your phone for whatever I want, because I own you. Now then. Yeah, I also got a new AC/DC CD, which I would like to talk about a little bit later with Evan, but I'll mention it briefly now as well. It's the two-disc collector's edition live CD, AC/DC Live. There's some good stuff on there. I must say, some really nice stuff, some good solos by Angus. I love how they can transform a 4-minute song into a 12-minute song when it becomes live. I must say, Are You Ready was one of my favourite AC/DC songs, along with Girls Got Rhythm, they're my favourite. I was a little bit angered by the backing vocals right at the start. It has the slow guitar bit intro, and then suddenly it's supposed to stop, and then, Are you ready? And it all kicks off. Instead, it's more like, it doesn't quite stop, you can still hear the guitar, and the drummer, and then suddenly they sort of go like, Are you ready? And it's just a bit, and backing singers in AC/DC have never been the best, I must say. Okay, let's progress real quick with the Raw. Okay, real quick, Legacy beat up Batista. Now Batista happens. I'm not really sure what's happening. He has to go away in an ambulance. He's beat up. Legacy take the title. Orton will use his rematch clause tonight, and Batista will forfeit. Something about, I don't care. Kofi Kingston beats William Regal. Arg! Regal says that you can't have a Jamaican US champ. Instead, we should have an English US champ. TNA tour advert happens. Lol, 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 lol. And then Kelly Kelly versus Maryse happens, and it was a bit crap. I'd sort of hoped that they would have the lesbian match, but they're not. We did have an interesting, though, sort of sexy pin from Maryse. She just sort of lay on her with like a leg scissors or something. And then, yeah, this is good. Festus is now with Goldust and Swoggle. Unfortunately, they get Swoggle music, not Goldust music, so that's sad. Now, we need Hacksaw, but we don't get that. I think we're going to have Jamie Noble next. Kendrick's partners are Noble and Chavo, and they take on Festus, Goldust, and the Santino. Jamie Noble must join the opposition next week for this to work. He must do it! Santino rolls up Noble after Swoggling. Okay, Vicky Guerrero quits as Raw GM to the Huzzah. Please give us Regal back as GM. I would love that so much. He's like the king and the GM and the stuff. Edge was going to apologize to Vicky and not get divorced, because he said in the pay-per-view he was going to divorce her. But now she has no power anymore, so he doesn't care, and he doesn't need her. She's sad. Edge says, I want a divorce. I want a divorce. Classic Vince line to Linda. Vicky shrieks and screams no, and the fans do the na-na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye chant. Wait, is Vicky going to be going so that Vince comes back? So that we can have DX again? Please don't, please, please don't. And to the main event, well, I must have skipped a whole lot of this out. Why are Priceless allowed to be in the ring during the countout of Batista against Orton? I don't even understand. Right, referee counts out Batista, an ambulance comes on the Titantron, the referee just stops the count. You're not supposed to just stop the count because an ambulance appears on the Titantron, and no, Batista wasn't back. It gets whole lot worse. Triple H happens with a sledgehammer. It's good that there's no DX, but Triple H equals... This is the least good of the things to have happened. I hate Triple H. He easily destroys both of Priceless. Fights Orton. Beats up Orton. The fans go nuts. Arg, I hate you so much. This is the anti-Dreamer wing. This is as bad as that was good. Triple H kills Orton with a chair. Priceless are still down on the stage for like 10 minutes from one hit from Triple H. Ugh, I hate Triple H with the edge of a chair right into Orton's neck, which looks painful. Pedigree on the chair, and now Raw sucks. And of course, Triple H is going to win the title next week at the 3-for-all. I am angered. I hate Triple H. And Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on this? Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. Okay, that's the end of Raw. ECW later, at the end of my part from today, SmackDown tomorrow, and stuff and things. Up next, it's Mussolini Corner. Mussolini, Mussolini Corner! Hit the music, Thaddeus! Welcome everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Okay, Thaddeus, tell us, please. We all want to know what is up this week, NL Corner de Mussolini. Okay, this week we have the lack of preparation for the World War Dose that happened there. Dose World War. How they didn't prepare very well for this war. So they fought, the Italian army fought in World War II with weapons from before World War I. Antique weaponry. This is really, really bad, okay? Seriously, really, really bad. Fighting in World War II with weaponry that is from the 19th century or something. This is pathetic. Really, really pathetic. And of course, they got their asses kicked, because that's what Italian army do. They get their asses kicked. Don't they, Thaddeus? Indeed they do, Thaddeus. Indeed they do. Thaddeus, go get me some tea, please, because this tea is not quite finished, but we've got, bits of bread, biscuit in the bottom, and some sprinkles. Go get me some more, please. More tea. Thank you very much. Now then. Okay. That's your Mussolini Corner. Basically, to recap, World War II, World War I weaponry got asses kicked. Because the army were completely untrained, and they had no idea what they were doing, and it was quite funny. The leaders were they fought a defensive war, which means that they're never going to actually gain any territory, and that's quite amusing. So then, let us progress. What do we have to talk about now? What's up next on the show, Thaddeus? That sounds like a good idea to me, Thaddeus. It's time for a magic trick. Thaddeus wants to do a magic trick, so we're going to let him. Okay, Thaddeus, what is it you want me to do? Okay. Okay, so I hold out my hand. Okay, now you've got a coin in it. Okay, just to tell the listeners, he's got a coin in my hand. No, Thaddeus, I'm not. No, in the center. If I was holding a coin in my, I would have it in the center, not near the thumb. Okay, in the center, please. Where not on the high. No, right. Fine. Yeah, whatever. He keeps moving it around in my hand. Put it there. Okay, so what you want me to do? Okay, everyone. Thaddeus is going to try to take a coin from my hand and then replace it with another one before I can close my hand. Okay, like in Bloodsport, Jean-Claude Van Damme did that. Okay, you ready? Go. 3, 2, 1, Thaddeus, say when you're ready. Okay, see what just happened there. Thaddeus, you managed to get the one coin out, and then you dropped both coins. Okay, Thaddeus, that was a bit crap. So what's now going to happen is I'm going to show you a better magic trick. But first, I'm going to smite the coin. We only need one coin for this trick. No secret hidden embedded Hitmel coin. Prepare to smite the coin. I'm a charging my lasers. Fire! Okay. Now then, here's my magic trick, Thaddeus. Open the door, first of all. We need to have an open door for this trick. Okay, I'm going to put the coin. Okay, I'm put the coin on your head. Okay. Now, turn around. Walk out the door. Okay, yeah, just turn around, walk out the door. And that's the trick. Up next, it's time for the smiting list. And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten. Well, I absolutely love that smiting list music. Who are we going to smite this week, I wonder? No Thaddeus to suggest someone to us, so I'll have to think of someone myself. Herm. Today we are going to smite, right here, NL least de smiting, we're going to smite the game known as the Universe of the Fantasy and the Star, or something like that, I think. The Fantasy Star Universe is what the kids call it. There, then, who, what. So, yeah. This is a game that you play in the Xbox Trace Center. It's also really, really bad. So what happens here is you're playing the game. It's one of those, I think it's Square Enix. It's one of those horrible JRPGs You can't. First of all, my biggest annoyance with this game is that I can't pause the game at any time, no matter what. The game continues without me. Now you're playing this game. It cost me like £8. It was so not worth it. What happens here is you're playing the game. You in the cutscenes, it has like this awesome music and epic action, and you're like going around everywhere, killing everything, and it's so epic. And then when you play, you're just like a guy hitting with a little lightsaber, and it's crap. You're just like hit. You can't kill anything. It takes you at least a quadrillion hits to kill, like, a boss or something. Or, like, you have to fight these crazy things. And it shows in the cutscenes, like, millions and millions of bad guys flying at me. If that happens later in the game, it's just, oh. Well, but if by happens, I mean, lol, I already been the game. It's so crap. You can only save at certain points as well, is another thing. And it has that sort of, oh no, now there's a whole bunch of bad guys. The graphics are horrible, and the bad guys don't, like, come from somewhere. They randomly appear, like, in front of you, and you, like, hit them with your little lightsaber, or shoot them with your little gun, or your sword or something. The sword! For ages, and nothing happens to these people, nothing happens, you're just hitting them, and then suddenly they just disappear. You take a few more steps, more appear! Just randomly in front of you, more appear. You know, this can't have been Square Enix, because they usually have, like, you fighting random battles with plants or something. Square Enix, the least good of the thing. So we need to smite them. We're gonna obviously smite the game, but I've changed my mind. We're gonna smite Square Enix. Even if they didn't make this game, they're still crap. Okay, but first I'm gonna continue talking about the game. What happens in this game, it's pretty crap, actually. I hate it so much. You can't do anything. You can't hit these people, these bosses and stuff. You can't save. The guys just randomly appear at you. It's horrible. You keep having to go back and try to. Then you get like a random. It's like, oh, it is a kid. Go help him. So now you're helping him, but then he's like running around and he's trying to get killed, I think. And then like, oh no, there's a fence around him. If you kill the bad guys, then the fence will go away. It's like, well, why will the fence go away just because I kill these mobs? That does not make sense. I don't understand why the fence disappears when I kill people. No! That doesn't even make any sense. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on this game? Well, Thaddeus, you enjoyed it because you're broken. Broken! So, you're playing this game and it's just really crap, to be honest. I don't think we need to say too much more about it. If you play it, everyone go pick up a copy of Fantasy Star Universe. You get it pre-owned for like £8. Play it and see how bad it is and how you cannot do anything. And then you've got like your sisters in the game. So it's like, oh no, you've got to go with your sister and take her shopping. Your sister wants to go shopping in like the two shops that exist. So you go shopping with your sister. And then your sister is like 8. She's actually like 8. But she's wearing like the Is this legal in this game? The 8-year-old wearing a ridiculously short skirt. I don't know what's happening here, but you can see up it, and it's quite disturbing. And then your friend, who's like 17, wants to go out with your 8-year-old sister. And I'm just like, why is this in my game? I don't understand. What is happening here? Just stop. No. So, for this, the game and Square Enix, even if they didn't make it, smitten. So, Thaddeus, help me out here. I'm a-charging my smitometers. I'm a-firing my smiting lasers. Whoa, well, they have been smitten because they were crap. Now then. Another thing that happened on the show. The show, what? I haven't... Thaddeus, what are you... Anyway, move on. I don't have no idea what Thaddeus is doing over there. He's, like, dancing or something? Some sort of dance? Thaddeus, stop dancing, please. What? No. Leave. I thought I told you to leave anyway with that coin, Thaddeus. Get out. Okay. You still haven't brought me the darn tea. Darn you to heck, Thaddeus. To heck. Up next, it's time for... The Chikara Wrestler of the Week! Dun 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 bong! Hey hey, on the Chikara website here, we're now into year 8. Nice new I'm gonna have to start buying these DVDs again. I stopped at the start of the year. I didn't mean to, I'm still waiting for my King of Trios, but I've decided that I'm not getting it, and so I should just buy more. A nice new graphic on the website, and El Eco del Ice Cream is there. Love loose ice creams, but we've already done them, so we can't do them again, unfortunately. This makes me sad that we can't just do loose ice creams every week. I would love to do loose ice creams every week. Apparently, we're not supposed to do that. Let's pick someone from the Rudos team. The Rudos team, side, people, thing, stuff thing. Who have we got on the Rudos segment? Yeah, let's just do Grizzly Redwood. I've mentioned him before. This is strange, because this is the Grizzly Redwood. He is like, this is your Loutish Lumberjack and lover of flapjacks. 3 years experience. Signature moves, knife edge chop, lariat, and double axe handle. The axe handle fits in and makes perfect sense. He's a roughneck. I don't understand. I was so sure that Grizzly Redwood was going to be a grizzly bear. A bear. But no, it's a lumberjack, and it's a small 5'4", 159 pounds lumberjack at that. Then you that. Whoa. According to what I'm seeing here, Chikara News, Delirious, surfing the edge of insanity, of course, Delirious, is now in the order of the Neo Solar Temple. Now, why is he not in Incoherence anymore? I really need to catch up on these Dave A days. As the kids say. I don't understand where is he? Well, apparently, Delirious no longer in Incoherence. Now, I'm looking on the Technicos roster. Hallowicked is still Incoherence. Frightmare is Incoherence still. They must not need a third person anymore. Evidently not. Yeah, there we go then. That's it. Oh well, they've dropped Delirious. Interesting that he's in the order. That means the Order are doing well, with Mantis and that, and Crossbones. I love the Order of the Neo Solar Temple. Okay. Now it's time for me to talk about some more Steven Seagal movie that I watched. It was called Under Siege Dos Dark Territory. I've seen it before and I've got it on DVD, but I watched it. This was some good movie. This is Under Siege is always better produced than everything all his other movies, and they look a lot slicker and a bit higher, bigger budget and stuff. So this is where Casey Ryback is on a train with his niece, and then some people are in the train and they take over the train and they're trying to like launch missiles or something and like blow up Washington, and he has to stop them and all that good stuff. It's a really, really good movie. I give it 5 stars. Go check it out, everyone, or I will smite you, inferior scum. That you are there than there. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on Under Siege Dos? Yes, Thaddeus, that is the true right there. It is the awesome, awesome movie. Yeah, it is a really, really good movie. Lots of, like, in the end, the train is like explode, I think, but yeah. Basically, they've got to stop the bad guy. He's got to get through the train, but and he's got to rescue his niece, who is being held hostage by the bad guys in the train. Bit like Under Siege 1, only not with a boat. And with a niece. Now then. Some Actica news. AC/DC were on the television. In fact, no, before that, some more Steven Seagal. I noticed on Sky Premiere, the channel, they're showing The Glimmer Man. Now, Premiere means it's the first time it's on TV. The Glimmer Man, released in 96. I've got it on DVD. Only now is it being shown on TV. Lol. That's your Seagal, now AC/DC. They had a thing, Kerrang, the TV channel. Kerrang! They had Metallica, AC/DC, and Guns N' Roses, three of the best bands. Unfortunately, no Iron Maiden or Trapdoor. That would have just been the best thing ever, but they each got an hour of videos, and that was good. I haven't watched the Metallica one yet, I've watched the other two. That was good, lots of AC/DC in there. Now, for some reason, they showed Stiff Upper Lip, but they didn't show You Shook Me All Night Long, one of their most famous songs. Stiff Upper Lip is a strange... the video doesn't make any sense. It's like they're in a pickup truck, AC/DC just driving along in a pickup truck, and then they stop, and they start playing in the street, but then somehow there's a huge drum kit all set up in the street, and like that, Brian is singing at one side of the truck, Angus is like in the truck playing guitar, and the drums, so with Phil's playing drums, the other side of the truck, then Malcolm is like behind the pickup truck, and you can sort of see him in the background a couple of bits, and then Cliff is like way over in like a doorway somewhere, and they cut to him like real quick for a second. And they just like hide him, which I always find funny that they don't care about their bassist. And then Angus is like spraying orange liquid on the fans out of his guitar. This is just the craziest thing ever. And Brian's strangely wearing a black leather jacket, and I don't get why they did this. And then it's like they're on the radio, even though they're almost. I've heard the AC/DC on the radio once ever. Strange. But in other AC/DC news, I almost got to go see him. At the end of the month, almost got to go see Actica, the band choice of the Dean. Unfortunately, the tickets are quite expensive, and I couldn't convince anyone to go see it with me, even with threat of smiting. And I don't want Thaddeus to go, because he will look out of place, because he wears too much bling. And I still can't find Falafel, so we were unable to go see the Actica. Maybe if it wasn't 75 euros, which is like 66 quid, plus 25 quid for the bus trip down from Belfast to Punchestown, maybe that wouldn't have happened. Maybe they'll play in Belfast sometime. Or, you know what? I need to get AC/DC to come right here and play in the Temple of the Dean. Just for me and maybe Thaddeus. Maybe Thaddeus. I said maybe. But the fact that I was so close to going to see the best band ever, and then I couldn't see them, and that gets the oh no's, I'm sad, I'm upset. And like that. In other news, I had ordered an AC/DC t-shirt from acdcstore.co.uk at the start of 4th of May, and it still has not arrived. So I telephoned I was going to get Thaddeus to do it, but his voice I don't know if he's good for telephone conversations. He doesn't have a telephone sort of voice. So I phoned them myself. I got Thaddeus to dial the number, of course. I don't even know where we keep the phone or stuff like that. He just brought it and dialed it for me. And then and I said to the guy, you know, like, whoa, I ordered my t-shirt on the 4th of May. Where is it? Huzzah! And he was like, with a crazy finger shooting guns. And he said, well, let's check your order number, let's see. Oh, yeah, we don't do that anymore. We changed people who make our stuff, so now, no. Why don't you go back on the site and reorder it? So I went on the site, acdcstore.co.uk, everything says, catalogue suspended. So I couldn't find their new store. So I went to acdc.ocum, and I clicked store, and then I saw, oh, there's their store now. It has, like, 10 t-shirts in it. Oh, look, it doesn't have the one I want. So then I had to go to, like, other site, like T-Shirtsville, something, never heard of it, and just, like, find places who would sell this T-shirt to me, and it should be arriving very soon, and I'll describe it when it arrives, but it is so awesome! And still, I'm also planning on getting the Lock Up Your Daughter's Converse shoes when that happens. So there we go. Now then, who made who made you, and all that good stuff. Yeah. She's got the jack. If you're aware of that, she does have the jack. I'm just throwing that out there. If you're near a girl, or you are a girl, or there's a girl nearby, or any sort of female person, go to them and ask if they've got the jack. They may, or most likely won't understand, and it's funny because the jack is an STD. Now then, it isn't actually a real STD, but you know what I mean. It's like code. There, so it's also for poker. Now then, that's your ACDC, like that. I must inform you all that you must subscribe to the show, because that's good. You get it faster, because we released it on a Sunday. At the very latest, you can get it on Monday. And yet, I notice that people are downloading it, like, almost a week late. So, subscribe on iTunes and you get it straight away. Then things aren't out of date when you hear it, and everything's good. And it keeps our numbers up, our popularity goes up, more people want to listen, and like that. For links to everything, where to subscribe, links to the things, the stuff, everything, and our merch, thedeanshrew.blogspot.com, just go right there, everything's on it, there. I should get a URL. Anyway, yeah, so make sure you do that. I'm going to have some news relating to the video that I've been speaking of. But first, it's Athe Dublave. I should point out that I did a Spanish exam. All my school exams are over, so I'm now off school. Even though I've been off for like a month already, and I've only been in 3 days. I'm now proper off, and I don't have any more stuff to do. And I never, ever have to do Spanish again. Isn't that awesome, Thaddeus? That is so awesome that I never have to do Spanish again. Y hoy nos... it's time for... Es tiempo para la ethe doble... Uve doble there. Tommy Dreamer, package to open the shoe. I see that they didn't cut him into the intro, though. He's like... he used to be in it for 2 seconds, now he's in it for 2.5 seconds. They, like, cut a little bit of him in right at the end. He should be throughout the video. If he's your champion, he should be all through the video. Everyone else is in it, like, 10 times. He gets introduced to by GM Tiffany, woman, person, girl, to sign the new contract. Needs more Paul Heyman. Tommy Dreamer thanks the fans. Gets big cheers. Tommy chants. So they're not chanting ECW, they're actually like when Ray would get the Eddie chant, they're actually chanting for him now. They're chanting, Tommy, 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 Tommy. Let's go, come on, everyone do it with me. Everyone do it with me. Everyone, let's go! Tommy, 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 Tommy,
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy,
Tommy, Tommy,
Tommy,
Tommy,
Tommy,
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy,
Tommy, Tommy, ever. Now then.
ECW.
Christian interrupts, unfortunately. Gives tissues. Says Dreamer's a crybaby. He's very emotional. He's gonna cry. But the shake hands. Dreamer defends Christian. Defends the title against Christian next week. Hopefully he will. If they make him lose the title already, I'll be so angry. I hope Dreamer is champ forever. Swagger wants Dreamer to quit. Then Christian and Dreamer beat up Swagger. Dreamer runs over real quick and signs the new contract. Woo! Yay! Huzzah! Then he celebrates on the top rope and Christian powerbombs him off the top rope through a table. Big boos for the heel Christian. Let's do it together, people. Boo! And like that. Now, wait. Then we find out that the hardcore innovator of violence, the ECW original, the most hardcore man on the planet, as I heard Joey Styles call him once, Tommy Dreamer, can't compete because he got put through one table. Arrgh! They need to build up Dreamer better than that. He's supposed to be hardcore. He's better than that. Now Tony Atlas is going to wrestle, but he has Mark Henry's music. He's not important enough for them to go bother looking for his old music. Henry won't help Atlas. Atlas actually throws Evan Bourne out of the ring and then distracts the ref so Henry can help and interfere. Henry doesn't. So then Atlas is quite funny, actually, because Atlas calls Mark Henry over, then turns the ref around and very obviously distracts the ref and calls Henry over to beat up Bourne, and Henry still doesn't, shooting star Bourne over. Then Henry attacks Bourne and just leaves Atlas lying in the ring. Shaker, he's a breaker, he's a maker, he's a landslide happens when I'm listening to some more Actica, and we get to the main event. Swagger makes Christian and lose, even though they're in the same team, and then the Hart Dynasty and Swagger all beat up on Christian. But then Dreamer out for the save with a Singapore cane, clears the ring, beats up Swagger, canes the heck out of him, somehow strangely helps Christian, who just powerbombed him through a table, show closes the Dreamer, standing tall and proud in the ring with the cane. Ah, ECW! And I love it. And that's for ECW. Now it's time for an announcement about the video supplement. I can announce this week that the release date has been set. It will be released on the 20th episode celebration. So 20th episode, we will release the video. Next week I'll reveal the name of the video, and like that. I will say that the quality is not the best, unfortunately, but we have plans for three others, and I want to make sure we do at least one or two of them. Hopefully we'll get all of them done by the end of the year. And I've been working on possibly the second of those, some ideas in my head, and some really, really good stuff. I think you're going to love it, and it should be better filmed and done, and it'll be awesome if we can make it happen. Thaddeus also has an idea for a video, don't you, Thaddeus? Yes, so Thaddeus, tell us a little bit about your video. So you want a video about a sandwich. And no, Thaddeus, no. Sandwiches do not wear small hats. No, Thaddeus, they don't wear small hats. Fish wear small hats. Only fish. So tomorrow I'll record a little bit with the SmackDown, and then we'll have our little bit with Evan happening on the end, and like that. And it'll be awesome. Au revoir. Pour oi. Thaddeus, go get me some more tea. Good evening, goodbye, and welcome back. It is now tomorrow. Thaddeus, say good evening. That's right, Thaddeus, things, stuff, and the like. I have now watched SmackDown, and we shall have that. But first, I'd like to say that I think we'll probably close today with the greatest song that can exist, the Aztec. Hopefully I'll close with the Aztec right after our interview with Evan. So, before that, we have the Thaddy Mail, very, very expensive, $250,000,000 of theme tune for this song. Thaddeus, hit the music. Yes, Thaddeus, now. Thaddy Mail. What a theme tune. What a theme tune. Okay, Thaddy Mail this week comes from someone by the name of Ross Aka Robo, formerly with the shoe in the first sort of month, helped set us up. He sent in some things and some stuff, so we'll read that in just a second. Well, apparently I can't open that email just yet. Thaddeus seems to be having some trouble with that, so I'm going to fill... No, you're not a bandicoot. We're going to have some sort of... Yeah, I know what we can fill with. It's something I was doing some yesterday. If you don't know, there's the Chuck Berry. He was sort of rock and roll. He was an influence on the Actica, and they covered some of his songs in like 73 and 4, and they had one of his songs, School Days, on their 75 album, TNT, actually. And so I thought I'd check this guy out. He sings such popular songs as With No Particular Place to Go and the like, Johnny B. Good and such. So I was checking this out. I noticed that on the HMV.com, he had like a million albums, and then some of them were like £3, and then others were like £105 for this 4 CD original Chess recordings HMV did provide a £40 discount, though, but I still thought 65 quid was quite extreme for some Chuck Berry, when I can get the 3 quid version, which has all the same songs on it. Or some of them, anyway. And I noticed that on iTunes, so I went to iTunes next, on iTunes they had 30 albums of his, all of which were best ofs, and all of which had the same songs. I mean, a couple of live best ofs, but basically everything was the same songs. It's like he had 10 songs, and then he had like 30 albums with the same 10 songs, or 20 songs. I didn't even understand what was going on here. And they were all differently priced, and had different reviews. Some were like, they were arguing about how well they were compiled, I suppose. This was quite silly, and Thaddeus agrees, don't you, Thaddeus? Yes, you do, Thaddeus, yes, you do. Very strange, though, because I went back to the HMV, and I noticed the one was like 3 quid, and then I was gonna, well, will I buy this? Should I purchase this item of musical interests? But it was like part of the 3 for £10 basket, so I thought, okay, what else have we got in here? Looking around, a Whitesnake CD? I think I've heard of them. Check. Oh, there's some, that sounds okay. Listen to like 10 seconds of a song. That sounds okay. Let's get that. And then a Judas Priest DVD. I'm Breaking the Law is a good song, I suppose. I heard that the Judas Priest are supposed to be good, and it's a DVD, so that makes it worth the value there. And then, because the albums were also cheap in the first place, the 3 for a tenner saved me 97p. But that's still good. 2 CDs and a DVD for a tenner. But, the one thing that was strange is that most of the CDs in there were like Dolly Parton and just Boyzone and just stuff that no one is ever going to actually buy, which amused me to some extent with the amusement, like when you're on the rides and stuff. Anyway, so that was that. So I purchased those items there. But the Chuck Berry, if you don't know, he did the Duck Walk. That's like 20 years before Angus did. That's where Angus got it from, the Duck Walk, and he would. He would do that. He was also a bit of a jerk, though, I heard. He would, like, go around. He sort of got in it just for the money. That's why he has so many best ofs and box sets and stuff. You know, AC/DC were never like that. They always, even though they sort of liked him in the early days, yeah, they never allow that to happen. They don't have, they have, like, a box set for their old singer. After he died, they released that, like, a few years later, a bit later, actually. And then they had, like, no best ofs, actually, so there you go. One album has some old songs on it, but that's it. Everything else is just new with them. But Chuck Berry had them. He would do the Duck Walk and stuff. He would go around with his, just touring with his, just him and a guitar, and he was very cocky and confident that he could just pick up a random band of random people in any city, and they would all know all of his songs already, and he would just go and pick up a bunch of people. Then he wouldn't even tell them what songs they were playing. They just had to work it out from his guitar intro. And then, after the show, he wouldn't even speak to them or thank them. This sounds like the last good person, to be perfectly honest. But he sang, no particular place to go, you know, and the like. So that dropped the gun right into the slot. I think that makes him good, I think. I'm not sure. So, let's see if we can get our Thaddy mail, then, if I can get some internets to work. Internets are not working. The Firefox is, like, not... I'm going to pause the recording for a second while Thaddeus tries to mend this. Well, after a 10-minute pausage and a computer flail, we can finally bring you Thaddy Mail. There it is again, that theme tune. Ross said the following. Whoa, what a shoe. I laughed like crazy. Keep up the good work, lad. Indeed, Ross, we shall keep up the good work. And the like. And I'm assuming that... That you liked the shrew then, and that's good, and everyone loves the shrew, or I will smite them. So thank you for your positive response, and if you want to email Thaddeus to provide your feedback, if you want to talk about Mussolini, you want to recommend someone to smite, a word for the dictionary, or any type of criticism of Thaddeus, or praise of me, or if you want to appear on the shrew in a small segment like Evan will do later, then you need to email Thaddeus Penguin @hotmail.com. Do so, or be annihilated. Now then, today I was in the bathroom in the temple, which is about 3 acres of bathroom there. in the Temple of the Dean, 3 acres, and then I noticed that there was un Le Spidre in the corner, a spider, so I pressed, like, the crazy button on the wall, red button, and then, like, Thaddeus arrives in, like, a crazy robot suit and, like, stamps on the spider. So there you go. You see, spiders are one of the very, very few things that can extract the power from me, from the Dean, leaving me totally vulnerable to attack or even certain destruction, and that would never do. Without the spider, that wouldn't be possible, and I am undefeatable in combat. Now then, we'll have our interview with Evan in just a second. Au revoir pour maintenant. Okay, up next on the Dean Show, we have a guest. Who is it, Thaddeus? Tis Evan. Hello, Evan. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I am also bueno.
Bueno. No,
indeed, right here on the show. Okay, so, yeah, anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Good luck with exams, if you have any left, and screw you all suckers, because I have been on my summer holidays since Thursday.
Wow, well, I will be on my summer holidays since next Thursday. But, okay, wow, let's see, I've not had many exams so far. Yeah, I got a new AC/DC CD recently. Do you know the song Thunderstruck?
Yes, yeah. Very well.
The live version of that is quite the awesome.
Fair enough.
Got that there. Niall, if we know Niall, we've mentioned him on the show before and smote him a couple times. He said Thunderstruck is boring.
Niall's fab.
Yeah, he also says that he gets bored during Back in Black, and so I wanted to punch him in his facial areas.
Niall's a woman.
Most likely. Most likely. I was watching some rock and roll chart thing, and AC/DC came 35 in that. That was disappointing, though, because they're the one band who always says that they are rock and roll, so I would put them number uno.
Yeah, but they don't change. They've played the same music from pretty much the first album.
That's rock and roll. It's supposed to be like that.
A lot of other bands like Kiss and Iron Maiden have changed.
That is true.
And that's why.
And I've heard Metallica changed a little bit since they started.
Yeah, quite a lot actually. Saint Anger was awful. Personally, I liked it, but everyone said it was awful, so I just agree with them. I like it secretly. It was a very different style compared to their old stuff.
Yeah. Well, whilst we're in the topic of music, have you heard DJ Chav's first single?
Yes, it's awesome. I play
Indeed.
It every day.
Actually. It is surely going to be number one very soon. Thaddeus is still wearing his bling from several weeks ago.
Awesome.
Indeed.
You should make it.
Yeah, I don't wear the bling there. But yeah.
You should have my House Burnt Down remix.
I was planning on putting a donk on it, but I didn't want to ruin DJ Chav's song for the show, so, you know. He made his song. Maybe I'll try putting a donk on it sometime and see if he agrees to that.
Awesome.
I will try donking his musics there. Pamela is opening. I don't like Pamela.
Who's Pamela? You cheating on me?
No, well, yes. I am a little bit. I am a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
My ears felt it again.
Did you hear the Ranarudo?
Yes.
That is bueno for all of us. Wow. Okay. Interesting. I've got lots of notes here, but they're all wrestling, so those aren't relevant to this interview. Yeah.
I watched wrestling when I was a kid.
Ah, that's good. Well, for the first time since I've started doing the show, a good thing happened in wrestling this week, which will be discussed in the other portions of the show. So that made me happy. So I'm in the happy face mode today.
Can we discuss it very lightly now?
If you want. Have you heard the on the show discussion of the Tommy Dreamer?
Yes.
Yes, the wrestler who I like, but he always loses.
Yes.
Well, he won.
Wow!
And he won the belt on the pay-per-view, and that is good, so I'm happy face for him.
Who did he own?
He defeated the Christian and the Jack Swagger.
Swagger.
Yeah. It's like a pirate, only not.
Yes, pirate booty.
Ah, the pirate. I do enjoy the pirate, but I must say the ninja is always superior to the pirate.
You know Logic Connor?
Yes, him.
He got me a really awesome ninja book at Christmas.
Coolio.
It's absolutely brilliant. Nearly all of the diagrams of the ninjas have boners. No joke.
Good times. Yeah. I the one thing I really want is a crazy Nazi robot pirate ninja with spikes. That would make me happy.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to write that down, and I will draw you one. Wait. There's some... Okay, what is it you want on it?
Nazi robot pirate ninja with spikes.
Nazi pirate ninja robot with what?
Spikes.
With spikes.
Metal spikes.
In brackets, metal.
Huzzah!
I am going to draw you one on Photoshop.
That will be bueno. If it is good, we will use it as our album art.
Yeah.
I will inform Thaddeus to do so. But he's not here just now. He nipped out to make me more tea. And it could take him quite some time because of all the heavy bling. And his walkie-talkie is offline.
Fair enough.
But I shall tell him later. So, what are your thoughts on, communism?
Communism? Far left. It's a nice ideology, but it will never work.
Yeah, so, as for the drawing then, are you the bueno artist or the malo artist?
A mixture of both, I guess. Like, if I really sit down and try, I could do well, but art is just dead to me ever since GCSE.
What sort of things do you usually draw?
Anything really. For my final piece at GCSE, I did a vinyl cover with a dragon on it, a cartoon dragon.
Have you ever tried drawing a fish wearing a small sombrero?
No, but I'm going to try that as well, and I'm going to have it in the same picture as the Nazi pirate ninja robot Ike's.
Boy, no.
Fish.
Ah.
Okay, so sombrero. Okay.
I would think I would make an awesome artist, and by awesome I mean absolutely horrible. Not good at the art there. Though I hear Falafel is a good artist, but I've never seen him, so I wouldn't know.
Who?
Falafel.
Never heard of him.
No, most people have not. Falafel is Thaddeus's servant.
Oh.
My servant has a servant. Nonetheless. Well, I think we're running out of things to do, so before we close, I will announce this week's quiz. First of all, the answer to last week's quiz, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? The answer is, of course, 17.4. And the winners include Thaddeus Penguin.
It is rigged. I mentioned this on the last time I was a guest. It's
rigged. We did have other winners twice.
Not often enough.
No, not. One time Logic Connor won.
Not often enough. Logic Connor deserves to win every week because Thaddeus is a fag.
Well, that's mean. He would hit you if he could hear you through his bling on his ear. Now then, to announce this week's quiz, the question is as follows. The 12th of June, which will be Friday, which if you're listening will be in the past, but now is in the future and somewhat the present. 12th of June is the anniversary of which wrestling pay-per-view that I like. The only one I ever liked. What is it? Go. Answers on a postcard will be smitten, as always, with the Lasers. I've been really trying, baby. even understand what is happening right now. Okay, for this, I smite you.
Вчера было клёво, сегодня мне грустно. Мы начали с пива, закончили водкой. Потом были женщины, ну как обычно, красивые точно. И все молодые, а солнце по шторам стреляет, смеётся. С добрым утром!
I beat him again! Woo! I guess I own the show now. Yeah, bitch. The word today is grand, and it means the thing pigeons possess that makes them evil. It's like snarn, but not for cats. Look at that pigeon with all its fucking grand. Snarn, and the world snarns with you, grand, and you're grand alone. That's rather funny. And now we're going to end the show, and let's just play some Alice Cooper. Bye-bye.
A woman of mass distraction.